The sun glints behind the curve of the spinning Earth. A band of gold letters scrolls across the equator. Universal. The Earth is shown on a backdrop of stars and drifting gas clouds. Universal, an MCA company. At night, a metal gate shaped like a dragon swings open of its own accord. Fog rolls across a scorched lawn. A tire swing hangs from the black, naked branches of a tree. Up a craggy, overgrown path, a dilapidated Gothic house sits atop a hill. Lightning strikes the vicinity of the house. Two short stone staircases lead up to the dark front door. The blotchy, rotten front door swings open to reveal a once grand hallway, now with faded Persian rugs and cobwebs from floor to ceiling. Flashes of lightning show through a right-hand door left ajar. Beside it, a wide red-carpeted staircase. On the left of the staircase, a door stands open. Inside, three candles burn low on a small desk. Cobwebs cover bookcases. One bookcase swings open. Inside, the pillars of a stone spiral staircase have faces carved into them, the mouths glowing orange. Chains hang from the wall. At the bottom of the staircase, a large stone urn sits beside a pale, worn wooden door. Through the door, candles illuminate an ancient stone cellar. The shape of a decaying body lies under a sheet on a stone altar. Candles burn next to a long-horned animal skull on a table. On the right side of the room, a wooden coffin is propped up at an angle. It pops open. A skeleton sits upright. Green goo runs down.
Tales from the crypt.
A woman's clothing and underwear are strewn across a carpeted bedroom floor. The white duvet is stained with blood.
I did it, Jack. I did it. And you know what? It got me hot. No, I'm not kidding. You should have seen the look on Carl's face when I buried that axe in his chest. Oh, killing him was almost better than sex. I said almost, didn't I?
The woman sits up.
Oh, we're gonna have so much fun spending all his money, aren't we, baby?
She stands at the mirror, wearing black lingerie.
Just thinking about it gets me all hot and squishy. You mean right now? He's in the basement, cooling off.
An entirely blood-stained corpse is flopped face down in a barrel of bubbling liquid. The woman soaps herself in the bath. A hand reaches out of the barrel, grabbing the rim. The corpse begins to climb the stairs, its dissolving flesh sticking where it touches the wooden banister. The woman places a flannel over her eyes. Flesh sticks to a doorframe as the corpse stumbles against it. The corpse holds an axe and pushes open the door to the bathroom.
What took you so long? Jesus, Jack, what kind of cologne?
She pulls off the flannel. The corpse raises the axe in a film studio.
As a matter of fact, I do call it acting.
Well, let me tell you something, pal. You're no Gory Cooper. You ain't even a Robert Redford. Another take like that, and it'll be back to bit parts for you, and I won't say what bits I'm talking about. All right, everybody. Reset!
The director, a zombie, strides away.
Director? What the hell did they dig this guy up?
I give, and I give, and I... Oh, hello, kiddies. So glad you could join me. Your old pal, the Crypt Keeper, has gone Hollywood in a big way. Care to see what I've been working on? So if you're ready, creeps, fasten your drool cups and hold on to your vomit bags. We're going to the movies! Frights, camera! Action!
A countdown plays on a monitor. A Tales from the Crypt comic book is blown open.
I call this one Demon Night.
On a snowy mountain, a no trespassing sign sways in the wind. A car's headlights appear in the distance as the car follows the winding road. Billy Zane. William Sadler, A man steers the car. He stares straight ahead, his head tilted slightly forward. A sheen of sweat shows on his face. He glances up into the rearview mirror. Jada Pinkett, Brenda Barkey. Another car follows. CCH Pounder. The man lifts his hand from the steering wheel and flexes it. He wears a fingerless leather glove. He looks at the mirror, Dick Miller. The second car's headlights appear in the mirror through the fog. The man bangs the steering wheel. Thomas Hayden Church. In the second car, a young man in a cowboy hat watches the car in front. John Shuck. Gary Farmer. The man in the cowboy hat squints ahead. The first man glances at the mirror, then steers left. Charles Fleischer. He accelerates around a corner, then looks up into the mirror again. Nothing. He grits his teeth before looking quickly to the fuel gauge. The needle hovers below empty. The man's eyes bulge. Tim Desarne, Sherry Rose, Ryan Sean O'Donohue, Tony Salome, Ken Baldwin, Dale Swan, Mark D. Kennerly. The man stares wide-eyed. John Kasser is the voice of the Crypt Keeper. He swings the car around and brings it to a stop in the middle of the road. He picks up a rifle and winds down the window.
Come on!
Casting by Jackie Brown Carmen, headlights appear in the distance. The second car accelerates. The fender sparks. The man in the cowboy hat leans forward. The car's engine ignites. The man freezes as the second car straightens itself. He pulls on the handle of the passenger's side door. He turns to see the burning car getting closer. The man hurls himself through the passenger side window. Both cars go up in a ball of flames. Costume designer Warden Neal. Associate producers Alexander B. Collette and Don Cracciolo. Co-producer Alan Katz. The first man stands up panting. He looks around at the burning wreckage. Co-producers Scott Nimmerfro and Wendy Wanderman. The man hobbles away from his upturned car. Executive music producer Michael Kamen. Score composed by Ed Shearmer. I wish I would've met you. Film editor Stephen Lovejoy, ACE. The man begins to run hobbling. Production designer Christian Wagener. Director of photography Rick Botta. The man stops to take off the leather glove. He stares at his palm. Of the seven small stars tattooed on his palm, three glow orange. Suddenly one fades, leaving only two. The man looks around. Executive producers Richard Donner, David Giler, Walter Hill, Joel Silver, and Robert Zemeckis. The man runs. Tales from the Crypt comic magazines originally published by William M. Gaines. Written by Ethan Rafe, Cyrus Voris, and Mark Bishop. A Thin Cloud Passes in Front of the Full Moon. Produced by Gilbert Adler. A painted wooden sign. Welcome to Wormwood, New Mexico. The man stops. He looks back before running around the sign. Ahead of him is a yellow diner with a large illuminated sign. Halfway House Cafe. Directed by Ernest Dickerson. The man runs up to a parked car and crouches behind it. Moving along the car, he tries a door handle. He pulls out a knife and sticks it in the keyhole. A long-haired child in a red coat walks out.
What you doing, mister? Are you stealing my daddy's car?
Stealing? No, I was testing the lock. Seems to be working just fine. Hey, kid, you want a quarter? How about a shiny new quarter? You want one? Come on.
Dad, there's a guy outside stealing your car! Hey, Dad, hurry up, get out of here!
A man bursts out of the diner with the chef. The first man runs away.
He's gone!
The first man slows down and hobbles between wooden crates in an empty warehouse. He slumps over one of the crates.
Boy, listen to that thunder. God's doing some serious thinking tonight.
The first man grips his flick knife. The man with a bottle sits down.
I bet he's saying, on second thought, maybe I should have given it all to the monkeys.
Maybe it's not too late.
I always hate drinking alone. You want a taste?
Sure.
He takes the bottle and sits down opposite the man. He sniffs the contents.
To the monkeys.
He drinks, staring at the man over the bottle.
It ain't very subtle, but it does the trick.
You wouldn't happen to know of a place around here where I could bed down for the night, would you?
Well, it just so happens I do.
That's two cars, Sheriff?
That's right, Mavis. Yeah, one of them's got Maryland plates and the other one's from New Jersey. 10-4.
Two police officers inspect the wreckage.
Right, Sheriff. Them sons of bitches must have been doing well over 100 to make a mess like this.
Well, Bob, it's too late to give them a ticket. But if it'll make you feel any better, you could shoot their ashes.
A figure walks out.
What the?
The man in the cowboy hat.
Holy shit. Hey, mister! Get away from there!
Where the hell you come from?
This is my car.
It was my car. Did you see him? Walking into town, the guy I was chasing?
The sheriff turns to Bob.
Airbags, gotta love them. Did you see him?
Well, we didn't see anybody. Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that that guy over there walked out of here, too?
Hey, where the hell are you going? You got a few questions to answer.
All right, look, officers. The man I'm chasing now, he's dangerous. If he's in your town, you got a problem. Now, we stand here arguing about a traffic accident. Do you mind? Something awful's about to go down over there.
Is that where we're going? Looks like a church.
That's it. Used to be a church. Ain't a church no more. They decommissioned it in the 50s due to lack of interest.
He stops. The first man stares at his palm. Only one star is now illuminated. It moves to make a circle with the others, then fades.
Just the place I've been looking for.
Gangway, I'm bringing in business.
Two women look up from the front desk.
What kind of business?
Well, I think he's looking for a room of his own, Cordelia.
You been drinking, Uncle Willie?
You must be kidding. I'm clear as a whistle, Irene.
How long you want in the room for?
The younger woman stares at the first man.
I don't know. One night, maybe two. Depends.
I never rent short term, and I don't rent to strangers.
He takes out a wad of notes.
But I can make exceptions.
She takes one of the notes and slips it into her bra. The younger woman stares at the money before noticing the man looking at her.
Okay.
The man looks down. He signs the logbook.
Oh, enjoy your stay, Mr.
Smith.
She glances up at him.
Geraldine!
Geraldine!
Geraldine slumps.
Geraldine, I mean now!
Look, Irene, I am trying to clean your stove, all right? Now, how do you expect me to get my work done if you keep bothering me?
You've been working so hard? With them clean rubber gloves?
Show Mr. Smith up to number 5.
Geraldine looks the man up and down.
And then fix him some dinner. And after that, I got a few more jobs for you. This time, I'm gonna watch you. I want it right the first time, and that's all there is to it. It's my way or the highway.
The man looks around. He turns to look at Geraldine, who stands by the open door. He walks inside. Geraldine rolls her eyes and takes off her head wrap.
All right, let's see. What do I need to tell you?
What am I looking at? Which way is town?
He stands at the window.
Town is that way, and you're looking at nothing. But I'm sure you didn't come here for a view now, did you? But here's your key.
She tosses it to him.
And the concierge will bring up your bags momentarily.
She walks out.
I don't see how they could fire you, Wally. You didn't do anything.
Well, that's what I told them. But they don't listen to me. Cordelia, I don't know what happened to all that mail. As far as I know, it just disappeared, but they won't believe me. God, so humiliating. You know what he did?
Uh-uh.
Postmaster comes in, and he rips my name tag right off my shirt, right in front of everybody. And, like, that's not bad enough. He took my Mr. Zippy patch.
Well, you should have told your damn boss to go screw itself. Stupid post office. Ain't the only job in town, you know.
Who the hell it ain't. If you had any sense, Wally, you'd crawl back to him on your hands and knees and beg him for the job.
Yeah, well, I already tried that. He said no.
The young woman, Cordelia, turns to him.
Oh, poor Wally.
She squeezes his shoulder.
Oh, where is that girl? Geraldine!
Geraldine pushes back her chair.
What is Are my sheets done yet?
They're downstairs. And I couldn't get all those stains out either.
Damn guacamole. Well, would you just be a sweet thing and put them on my bed for me?
Why can't you do it yourself? You know I'm busy.
Geraldine, get a
the sheets, will you?
No, I just started that stove, and I can't do everything at once.
I'll get them for you, Cordelia.
Good. Damn.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Wally.
Just put them on your bed.
Thanks.
Cordelia continues to watch Wally as she walks back to the desk.
Hey, maybe I should give him a freebie.
Just what he needs. Someone else screwing him.
To be perfectly honest, I wasn't really watching the speedometer.
Exactly why were you chasing him?
In the police car.
He's a thief.
What the hell did he steal that had you going over 100 miles an hour?
Bob turns to look at the man in the back seat.
Must have been pretty valuable.
It is.
Sheriff?
Yeah, Mavis, go ahead.
Got a call from Homer over at the cafe. He says somebody tried to steal his car.
Okay, we're on it.
The man in the cowboy hat smiles. The first man squirts ketchup into a bowl of soup. Cordelia smokes and watches him. Beside her, Willie frowns and studies the man. The man looks up. Cordelia nibbles her finger. Willie stares at the bowl.
You want some?
Hell no. I was just thinking how much better that stuff looked when it was roadkill.
Why don't you shut up? You eat it.
She loves me.
You hurry up and finish it. I'll take care of dessert.
Cordelia reclines across the table in her short black dress. A cat jumps up.
Oh, don't worry. Cleo knows better than to eat that slop.
God damn it. Get that pussy off the table.
Cordelia jumps down.
I meant the cat.
Cleo.
Didn't I tell you to put him out?
I did. I don't know how she got back in here.
Uh-huh. You finished cleaning the stove or you too busy shooting the breeze?
Irene, for Christ's sakes, I'll finish cleaning it tomorrow.
No, I want to clean tonight. Remind me of that program you're on. It's called Work Release, ain't it? I swear that girl ain't got no goddamn gratitude. If I hadn't made a place for her, she'd be behind bars or dead.
Lucky kid.
The men look up. The first man stands up slowly. Noticing him, Irene stops.
You expecting somebody, Mr. Smith?
Evening, motel people.
The young man from the diner with long blonde hair walks in. He goes straight over to Cordelia. They kiss. Irene turns slowly to Willie, who grimaces.
You kept me waiting, Roach, honey.
I tell you, the reason I'm late is somebody tried to steal Homer's car.
You're kidding, that old hunk of junk?
Yeah, right out of the diner parking lot. Sheriff and Deputy Dipshit showed up, too. Family looks sweet.
Thank you, honey.
Wally walks out carrying a laundry basket.
You know, I've been looking forward to this all week. Where are those panties you got on there?
I got the sheriff's later.
Are those animal panties? You know what? I want pieces of panty in my salad later. Going over we eat.
Oh, Roach, you're so dirty.
Wally stares up at them as they enter a room. His face drops.
Why don't you set the basket by the steps, Wally? She's going to be needing clean sheets soon enough.
Irene picks up the phone. She walks to the window and looks out, before glancing back. Outside the diner.
Well, your boy did the right thing, ma'am. You should be
okay,
very...
Okay, Homer, if that about covers it, we'll let you know if we hear anything.
Sheriff, you there?
Go ahead, Mavis.
I just got a call from Irene over at the mission about that fella you're looking for.
Well, let's go, Sheriff.
The man in the cowboy hat.
Get in.
At the motel, the chandelier sways. Wally stares up at it. Sitting at the table, the man and Willie stare at the ceiling. Geraldine walks in carrying a pot of coffee. She looks up, grinning.
He's really holding on tonight, isn't he?
Okay.
So what were you in for?
She looks at the man.
I'm not passing judgment.
Stealing. Okay?
She walks away. The man and Willie turn to the door. Irene runs to open it.
Evening, Irene. Where is he?
Is he in the diner room?
Excuse me, mister. We'd like to have a word with you about the little fender bender on the highway.
Sheriff, better watch it. He's armed.
The man grabs Geraldine.
Drop the guns or I'll kill her.
Don't! I said drop your goddamn guns!
Won't do it.
Hell, I won't.
Oh.
I know this man, Sheriff, and he absolutely will not do it.
Drop the knife. Drop the goddamn knife.
Her blood's on your head, asshole.
The man in the cowboy hat watches. The first man loosens his grip on Geraldine. She runs away. The first man drops his knife.
Spread him!
The sheriff takes out the man's wallet.
Well, well, well. Mr. Breaker. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Lying son of a bitch. Said his name was Smith.
Call it in, Bob.
Bob fumbles the wallet.
I believe you'll find what I'm looking for in there.
The sheriff searches Breaker's jacket pocket.
What's he got to do with this?
I work for a collection agency.
It's empty.
What do you think? That can't be. Well, then I guess that means it's somewhere in the house.
He sits down across the table.
Keep away from me!
Shut up!
Where is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't give me that shit! Where is it?
Maybe it's up in his room. I mean, what you guys looking for?
What the hell are we looking for anyway?
A piece of antiquity. A relic. In the shape of a key.
Bob! Yeah. Search his room.
It's number 5.
Bob tosses pillows back onto the bed. He bends down to look under the mattress. Stepping out of the room, he turns in the direction of the voices. He pulls out his gun and begins to shimmy along the wall toward the next door room. He steps out slowly in front of the door. He peeks in through a gap where the door stands ajar. Cordelia straddles the blonde-haired man in bed. Bob grimaces. The man has electrical wires clamped to his nipples.
Freeze! Oh.
Christ, Bobby, son of a bitch!
Turn it off! Turn it off! God, no! My nipples are smoking!
Get your clothes on! Now!
The three of them walk downstairs.
Looky, looky!
Bob holds up one of the wires.
I didn't find anything in the perps room,
but I sure found something in the room down the hall.
Thanks, Mavis. Sorry to drag you folks down here, but we'll sort this thing out and then you can get back to your business. I am assuming it was personal business, Cordelia.
Actually, Sheriff, it was kind of like a tune-up and a lube job.
Shut up, Bob.
I don't want to hear about it. You know how it is when you get your
I don't want to hear about it.
Shut up, Bob.
Now, Bob, this Breaker fella's getting more interesting by the minute. According to the computer, Frank Breaker died over 5 years ago.
The man in the cowboy hat looks at Breaker.
Who the hell are you? What's your name? Well, maybe if you cool your heels in a jail cell for a few days, you'll be a little more chatty. Come on, Bob, help me get him to the car.
Actually, Sheriff, before you drag him off, I'd appreciate getting back what he stole from me. That way I can get on my way and you can give this low life what he deserves.
Why don't you just tell us where you put it? Come on, you make it easy for me, I'll make it easy for you. Mind you, you're off to a pretty bad start.
I know where it is. Damn, it just occurred to me. Hell, I watched them stash it and didn't even know it.
Really, no.
Relax!
I'm sorry, mister.
Willie bends down to look under the table. He pulls out a large bronze key, which is also a vial. The bit of the key is shaped like a cross. The head fits perfectly in his palm and shows a ring of 7 stars against the red-blue liquid within.
I'd like you to put it inside. God, look what he's done. He's gone and put something awful inside there. Would you mind dumping that out before you place it inside?
Sure.
No, don't do it. He's not what he says he is. Willie! Willie!
Just pop that lid.
Oh, I'll take that, Willie. Bob, would you escort Mr. Breaker, or whatever the hell his name is, out to the car?
Sheriff, I have to say I am much obliged for your assistance in apprehending this.
Don't bother. You're coming with us.
The sheriff pulls out his gun.
See, both those cars were stolen. So we are going down to the station, and we're going to sort this shit out.
Breaker looks back at the man.
Sheriff, you're making a big mistake.
It won't be the first time. Sorry for the inconvenience, everyone.
It's really like the man said, if you knew who I was, you...
We'll find out soon enough.
Why wait?
He turns and punches a hole straight through the sheriff's head. Breaker's eyes bulge. He turns to Bob.
Give me the keys! Give me the goddamn keys!
As Bob fumbles for his gun, Breaker, still handcuffed, pulls out his keys from his back pocket. Breaker fiddles with a lock behind his back while, flailing, the man tries to extract his fist. He pulls the sheriff's head clean off. Released, Breaker dives at the man. The man uses the sheriff's head to punch Breaker.
Heads up!
He flings the head at Bob, who catches it, then drops it. Breaker on the floor gets the key from the sheriff's pocket. He slips on blood as he tries to scooch away. The man grabs him by the throat. Breaker holds the key to the man's cheek, burning him. The man turns and dives out of the window.
Humans! You're not worth the flesh you're printed on!
Breaker and the others watch from the window.
Fuck this cowboy shit! You fucking ho-dunk, po-dunk, well then there, motherfuckers!
He stares at them.
All you have to do is give me the goddamn key! Then we could get on with our lives! All right, this property is hereby condemned.
He raises his left hand. With a single long nail on his right pinky finger, like a talon, he slices down the left palm. Fluorescent green liquid oozes out. Breaker and the others stare, motionless. The man flicks the liquid toward the building, covering the surrounding earth. The liquid bubbles in the soil. Flames flick up from the smoking puddles. The man taps his foot. The contaminated earth begins to sink. Bald, slimy heads begin to emerge from the ground. Breaker and the others recoil.
What is that?
Entire torsos now protrude, spotted with the green liquid.
Oh, shit!
The man waves the demons up to him. The slime falls off the head of one, showing a deformed skull and a pointed face. The man kisses its pink scalp. The shadow of a slender clawed hand shows against the building as more and more demons appear, some with straggly tufts of hair. Lightning flashes as more demons emerge from the ground. The man holds out his arms. The fully grown demons turn to face the group, their eyes glowing green. Breaker's face hardens. The lights inside the hotel go out. The group turns.
Oh, great.
Cordelia turns back to the window.
They're gone.
Everybody back!
Where do you suppose they went?
Pocketing the key, Breaker takes a gun from the sheriff's corpse as Bob kneels beside it.
What's that smell?
One of the demons swings down into the window. Breaker cocks the gun. Another demon jumps inside. It grabs Bob by the neck. Breaker aims the gun. As the second shot hits the demon's head, a bolt of green is emitted, zipping across the room. Breaker ducks. Another demon enters. Seizing Irene, Breaker points the gun as she struggles. The demon flies back, green light flashing from its face. The front door opens. Breaker shoots at the demons through the door. He opens the vial and pours a drop of red liquid on the floor. The liquid spreads out around the door frame. The space in the middle shimmers. Geraldine and Willie run.
Go out the back door. Come on. Let's go.
The demons try to enter the door. Geraldine opens the back door. The demon grabs her throat. Willie tries to push the door closed. The demon continues to strangle her with its arm in the door. Breaker walks into the room and pulls out his flick knife. He throws the knife through a glass panel on the door, and it sticks in the demon's eye. He pulls the knife out again and puts a drop of red liquid on the door frame. The demon is zapped with red bolts as it runs through. It burns up.
Oh, that is disgusting.
What the hell is that shit?
In the dark, Irene's eyes dart around. Wally sits in the middle of the room. He turns to Cordelia and the blonde-haired man.
I don't see him. You see him? Where the fuck did they go?
Wally stands up as they move.
Cordelia, stay away from the door!
You see what I mean? I mean, we can make it to my truck.
No, Roach, I don't think so.
Listen! You can stay here and die if you want to. I sure as shit ain't.
Roach, be smart for once in your life!
Cordelia!
Cordelia hesitates before following Roach out.
Roach, wait.
Just come on, would you?
A demon swings down and grabs Cordelia.
Cordelia, I'm coming!
Cordelia punches the demon. It turns back to face her.
I'm sorry.
It grabs her neck.
Give me that gun.
Wally runs out.
His fuck face!
The demon remains standing, its eyes glowing green. Breaker appears. A bolt of green is emitted, hurling Wally back.
Oh, Wally.
Breaker drags him inside by his feet. Cordelia holds his arms. Cordelia stands up. In the doorway behind her is the cowboy.
Need a hand? Give me the key, Breaker, for crying out loud!
Wally?
This is gonna get us.
Wally, please don't die.
She holds his head on her lap. Wally looks up at Cordelia. She smiles. Breaker pours red liquid on a smashed-in window frame.
Breaker! What the hell are those things? Demons or something?
Worse.
Demons. Oh, that's sweet. That's just fucking sweet. And they want to kill us because of you? Well, who's going to protect us? You? Deputy Bob? Or the headless horseman over there?
We'll be all right. As long as we stay inside and stay together. We just have to make it through the night.
And that stuff's gonna keep him up?
There are only two things we can use against them. The blood that's in this key.
It's blood?
And anything that destroys their eyes. Frees their tortured souls.
The what?
He's crazy!
Deal with it.
No, you deal with it, man. They got no quarrel with us. They just want you and that thing you're carrying. I say we give it to them.
And I say they'll kill you anyway. Or possess you. Or use you to get to the rest of us. Now, like it or not, we stick together.
My cat's outside. I gotta get my cat.
You go out, you stay out.
Is that so? What are you gonna do? Shoot us?
Right in the eyes.
The group stares at him.
Stay down here. I'm gonna seal the upstairs.
Roach turns to look at the others. At the top of the stairs, Breaker shines his flashlight down the hallway. He approaches a door at the end. The door doesn't open. He turns to the next one. A red light illuminates the hallway. Breaker pushes into his room and looks around. He walks up to the stained glass window and opens the vial. He breaks into another bedroom and shines his flashlight around it. An Eiffel Tower poster and framed pictures hang from the walls and a teddy bear lies on the bed. The room is illuminated red. He walks across to a connecting door. The room glows red. A lightning strike projects the design of a stained glass window onto the opposite wall. A cross bordered with red. Breaker stares at the window. The red light flashes across his face. His face goes glassy and his eyes close. The cross fades and becomes the scene of Jesus' crucifixion. A man with long curly hair walks up the hill and looks at the men on the crosses. He turns around. Behind him is a green-eyed demon in a black hood. The man holds out the key. A bolt of lightning strikes it. The man falls to his knees. Breaker opens his eyes. A hand taps his shoulder.
Damn it!
Geraldine.
What are you doing up here? I thought I told you to stay downstairs.
He puts the gun down.
Damn. I just thought you might need some help.
She looks him in the eye. Breaker sits back on the bed.
Look, I'm sorry about your cat. And about before with the knife, I wasn't gonna hurt you.
Geraldine smiles and looks away. She hands him a towel as she sits down next to him.
Funny thing is that I knew you weren't. I just had a feeling about you.
Both smile and look down.
Can I ask you something? Who are you, really?
I'm just an old man. Running out of time.
He stares blankly at the floor. Downstairs, Roach lights a cigarette. He goes to the window where Wally and Cordelia are looking out.
Well, well, well. Isn't this sweet? Soiled dove and her square-jawed postal clerk.
You bastard, you know that?
I ain't the one who tried to kill you.
Shithead. You left me out there.
Well, who in the hell told you to follow me?
He takes a drag.
Well, you're absolutely right, nobody. At least now I know who my friends are.
Roach steps forward.
Horace ain't got no friends.
He walks away.
That's all the doors and windows sealed. Is there any other ways in or out of this place?
Aside from the doors and windows?
Breaker looks down. Irene follows his gaze.
Got someplace you want us to put him?
Breaker puts the sheriff's head on top of his body and covers it all with a blanket. He and Bob lift up the body. They carry it away as Irene and Geraldine watch.
Geraldine, let's go make some coffee. It's like we're in for a long night.
Outside, lightning flashes across the unlit Mission Hotel sign. In the kitchen, Irene loads a shotgun.
Where did you get that from?
It's my husband's.
Leo, hi, babe.
You let the cat in.
She disappeared. Franco, what are you doing?
Animals aren't immune. They can be possessed just like people. Give me the cat. Come on, give me the cat.
Yes. The cat jumps and runs away.
What's going on? The cat!
Franker, please. My cat is not possessed by some demon from hell.
Let's see.
Listen. Molly, I gotta talk to you for a second.
No, I got nothing to say to you, Roach.
Look, I just gotta talk to you for a second.
No, I don't want to talk to you for a second or a minute. Why don't you just go bother somebody else,
damn
okay?
It, just for a second.
Okay, fine. You want to talk? Let's talk about how you abandoned Cordelia out there. How you left her to die. Huh? I hope you're ashamed of yourself, Roach.
Not particularly, no. Everybody's got to look out for themselves. Not for getting out of here.
No one is going anywhere until Mr. Breaker says
hey,
okay.
Fuck him. This is his fight. Now, you may want to die in this motel, but I don't. Now, I want to get that key, and I want to give it to those things out there.
Hey, Roach, haven't you caused just about enough trouble?
Excuse me. I'm trying to have a conversation with my friend Wally here.
He's not your friend. Assholes don't have friends.
Roach turns to Wally.
Excuse us. Can I talk to you for a second, please?
Cordelia glances at Wally before following Roach. Wally stares after them.
Jesus, Roach.
So, you got yourself a new boyfriend. You get my fucking way and I'll kill you.
Why don't you just keep it in your fucking pants for a change, Roach?
I'm warning you, bitch. Oh,
you know, I'm not afraid of you.
No?
No.
She falls onto the bed.
You better be afraid of me.
Cordelia lifts her hand to her cheek. A flashlight shines on cobwebs.
Come here, girl.
Breaker crouches low, gripping the gun. He looks up at a flickering light bulb. His flashlight beam searches around the crates and shelves along the wall. Behind him, Geraldine looks around.
Come on. Come here, girl.
Breaker kneels down to inspect a dark corner. He reels around. Geraldine cradles the cat.
I got you, girl.
Breaker lifts the key.
Come on, Breaker.
He holds it to the cat's back.
See, I told you.
Hey, look. Where she came from?
Willie points his flashlight at an empty spot on a shelf. A torn piece of paper flutters in a draft.
Breeze.
Cordelia sits alone, facing the wall, in the dark room. man's hand reaches toward her shoulder and grabs it. She turns quickly, nobody there. She stands up and walks slowly.
Poor Cordelia.
Cordelia's eyes search the room.
Seems downright criminal to treat such a pretty girl that way. Did I say pretty? I meant beautiful. Because you are beautiful, Cordelia. Inside and out. Maybe nobody here can see it, but I sure can. I understand you.
She walks around.
I know what you want. I know what you need.
She approaches the window.
Guys like Roach, they think, just because they're paying for it, that they can treat you like shit. They spend the same money on dinner and a movie, they can call you girlfriend instead of whore. Whore. What a horrible word that is to use on someone who's really just a sad girl who's looking for love.
Cordelia looks down at the cowboy standing outside.
Tender, warm, unconditional love.
His mouth does not move.
I can give you that love, as much as you can take.
He raises his hand. Golden light shines on Cordelia's cheek. She closes her eyes and tilts her head back. He points his thumb toward her. Tears are blown off her cheeks. He opens his hand.
All you have to do is let me in.
Her lip compresses.
Let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
Cordelia slowly opens her eyes.
Cordelia?
Wally stands outside the door.
Cordelia?
He looks inside the room and furrows his brow.
Cordelia? You okay?
Cordelia gets up from the bed.
Hello, Wally.
Hello, Cordelia.
She walks around to him. Her shirt hangs open.
I realized something awful about myself tonight, Wally. My whole life, I've avoided the guys who really loved me.
Wally steps back.
Like you.
She stands with her face close to his.
You really love me, don't you, Wally?
Yes, Cordelia. I really love you. I've always loved you. From the very first time that I delivered your mail.
Well, don't just do it with your eyes, Wally.
They kiss. In the basement.
There's some kind of tunnel.
It's a mine shaft.
Not surprising. The whole area is riddled with them.
Then this means that this is a way out, right? I mean, shoot, we could get to town before those things even find out that we're gone.
No.
Breaker turns to them.
No. It's too risky.
What?
Oh, now, listen, what the hell are you saying?
Trust me. You're safer in this house.
They look up.
Oh, shit.
Roach stands on the stairs, looking up.
What was that?
They approach the room. Cordelia's face is washed and slimy. She snarls, showing bloody pointed teeth. Wally lies beneath her. Breaker shoots, but hits Wally as he stands up. Cordelia throws the body across the room, then dives on Breaker, throttling him. Breaker reaches for his gun.
Damn it!
I can't! I can't!
Shoot them both!
Roach tries to grab Irene's shotgun. Bob runs into the doorway with his gun. Cordelia punches him, and he flies across the hallway. Breaker, sweating, stares up as Cordelia's bloody tongue writhes in her mouth. Breaker lifts the key, and she knocks it away. The red liquid begins to spill.
Damn it!
Breaker's face turns purple. Cordelia's face is now totally deformed. Irene runs out with the key, and Cordelia grabs her wrist, snapping it. Irene's arm is pulled off. She collapses. Cordelia begins to run toward the window. Breaker grabs a shotgun and fires. Cordelia's head explodes, splattering green goo up the walls. Still intact, Cordelia's eyeballs hit the wall and begin to move on the floor. Breaker shoots again. Bolts of green explode outward. Geraldine dabs Irene's head with a towel. Bob holds down her arm. Geraldine unscrews the cap from a liquor bottle and pours it over.
Give it to me! Give it to me!
Shit! Still bleeding.
Here,
We have got to get her out of here, all right? If she stays here any longer, she will bleed to death.
I'm with Geraldine. We gotta take our chances in the mines.
You know, if my memory's right, the spur that runs under here comes to a head in about a mile or two.
I say we do it.
Fuck yeah.
Nobody's going anywhere. And what makes you think they haven't found the mines?
Is it just me? Or has everybody fucking had it with you telling us what to do?
If we want to go out the mines, then we're going out that way, buddy, and we don't need your fucking permission to do it.
But I got an idea that's gonna save us that walk. I say we give those goddamn demons what they want.
Mr. Roach, I'm not gonna give you the key. You're gonna have to take it.
Roach tosses his cigarette.
And then I'm gonna have to kill you, right? Right?
Roach stares at him over the gun.
If you say so.
I say so. Now listen to me, all of you. You don't know what you're up against. Go down there, I can't help you.
Willie's head drops.
Yeah, you've been doing a real fine job of helping us so far. Except, last I looked, we were missing Wally and Cordelia. And half her arm. So fuck you. I'm going.
He walks off. Geraldine glares at Breaker.
Let's go.
Breaker watches them leave, his jaw clenched. In the basement, Breaker walks up and stands beside Geraldine.
Hey, Breaker. Don't worry. I'll save you.
Roach swings the sledgehammer at the wall, denting it. Breaker stares at the wall. His face strains and goes glassy. He sees a hand being nailed to a cross. The man with long curly hair runs barefoot up a hill. He stops. In front of him is the demon. The demon reaches for him. Blood drips from the hand of one of the men mounted on the crosses and burns the demon's hand. The man looks up at the bleeding hand and positions the vial underneath it. The demon seizes it and is burned. Roach breaks through the wall. The others stand waiting. Geraldine peers inside the hole. All shine their torches into the tunnel. Roach turns to Willie.
Hey, handsome. Age before beauty.
Yeah, pearl before swine. Shithead.
Willie steps inside. Roach picks up a shotgun. He follows Willie into the tunnel. Bob helps Irene inside. A plank falls on his head.
Oh. Jeez.
Geraldine slowly moves forward and steps inside. Breaker watches her walk down the tunnel. He turns away and sighs. He climbs inside the tunnel and shines his torch up at the ceiling. He looks back at the basement and drops some of the red liquid on the hole. Now bordered in red, the hole shimmers. Willie turns a corner.
You know something, Willie? You're so dried up, demons probably throw you back.
Well, them some bitches ain't gonna get us. I know these mines. You still own the damn place. Go find that North Spur and get us the hell out of here. Shit now.
The others follow behind him, looking around.
Irene? Irene?
Ahead of Willie, the tunnel turns right, where some light is shining in.
You sure this is a way out, old man?
Oh, hey, no doubt about it. This here's the North Spur. Of course, if we're heading west, then the other one is north.
Well, just sit down here and wait for that way. Let's do it.
Yeah, this is it. North Spur is just ahead.
Man, I don't know how anybody ever worked down here. Smells like a big old pile.
Geraldine stops. She turns and inches back the way she came, her eyes wide. She takes off her denim overshirt. The child from the diner huddles in a corner.
Danny, is that
Got you? Danny, how the hell did you get down here? Come on. Come on, Danny. I'm not gonna hurt you. I promise. Come on. Come on.
He takes Geraldine's hand and stands up.
You all right?
A woman appears with glowing green eyes. They turn, a man with glowing eyes.
They're here! The demons are here! Run! Run!
Let's go!
Run,
let's go!
Run,
move,
move, move!
Run!
Run,
woman! Run!
Come on!
Come on! Come on!
They run back through the hall and into the basement. Raker turns to look back, then trips over. He gets up. A man with glowing eyes and teeth slashes his chest. Raker hits him with the butt of his gun. The woman charges toward him. He shoots her. As the man dies for him, Bob grabs Raker's jacket and pulls him into the basement.
Hey, Chief. Don't worry. They can't get past the seal.
Three demons stand at the entrance of the tunnel.
Arthur, this is for 4 years of minimum wage, you asshole.
No!
The green bolt zaps from the man's eyes. The tunnel explodes. Willie looks up. The border around the hole fades, and a demon steps through.
You broke the seal!
They run up the stairs.
Danny, go upstairs. Come on, move it.
Raker hops a banister toward the next set of stairs. The demon chases him. It reaches for his heels as he climbs the stairs. He dives forward onto the hallway. Red light zaps a demon on the stairs.
In case you got an I told you so coming to you.
Next. At least we're all in one piece. Well, sorry about that, Irene.
It's okay. Vodka's kicking in.
So what's the boy's name?
Danny.
Hey, Danny. How you doing? Listen, what were you doing down in the mines?
Well, the man, he came back.
Yeah.
And he got my parents. I ran away.
Raker reaches in his jacket pocket and pulls out the key.
Raker.
I just have to check.
He holds it to Danny's forehead.
It's good to see you again, Danny. Hey, Bob. How we fixed for ammo?
Not too good. I'm down to four.
How about shotgun shells?
Not up here.
Oh, man. This is hopeless.
Raker slumps back down. A flashback of Raker shooting a demon German soldier. The gun smokes as he grips it. His eyes bulge. He turns and hops into a trench where a man lies bleeding.
Sons of bitches. They drew us right into a goddamn ambush.
What are you doing?
We gotta get out of here.
The real battle is ahead.
Sir, I don't understand.
Now take it.
The man positions the vial to catch the blood from his arm, then hands it to Raker. It glows red, and their hands shake. The flash of the men on the crosses. Raker's eyes bulge. Flashes of the man with long curly hair screaming. The demon's hand burning, and details of the crucifixion. The key stops glowing. Raker looks down. He examines the palm that had been holding the key. A ring of red lights revolves and contracts, becoming the tattoo of seven stars. Raker stares at it, shaking.
You're the one, Raker.
He looks up.
You're the one.
Raker opens his eyes.
Now you got us into this mess. What the hell are you going to do to get us out of it?
We just have to survive the night. That's all I can tell you.
That's bullshit.
Roach is right. We're entitled to know what's going on here.
When I came here tonight, I thought you would be safe. I mean, there are only five of you. They need seven. And then he came with Bob and the sheriff.
It's like tumblers in a lock. Everything has to line up. Seven stars, seven people.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it, I'm not making these rules up! And I didn't...
He pulls off his glove.
I didn't ask for this! All right?
Willie looks at the tattoo.
You want to know what's going on? Shall I tell you?
They all watch him.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You're talking Genesis. That beginning?
And the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. But the darkness wasn't empty. It was full of creatures, full of demons. And they had seven keys formed into a circle that focused the power of the cosmos into their hands. Until God stepped forth and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And he scattered the demons. And he scattered the keys all across the universe. And we fast forward about 2 or 3 million millennia. Now the demons are back. They got six of the keys. And one day they find the seventh key here on Earth. Now to save it, God filled it with the blood of a carpenter who was being crucified by the Romans. And he gave it to a thief named Sirach.
The blood inside... Is that...
Some of it. Yeah. It gets used, you see. Sirach had to refill it. Bad neck wound. Talon. Caught the artery here. Most of what's in here now belonged to a soldier named Dickerson. Gave it to me in France. August 23rd, 1917. Funny how you remember the big dates, isn't it?
Jeez, that would make you,
Bob's face contorts.
What happens when you run out of blood?
They bring back the darkness.
Just like that.
Just like that.
He stares into the distance, then slowly turns to them.
So?
He smiles thinly.
Now you know. You feel better?
Irene looks away. Bob stares. Geraldine drops her head.
God, I wish I had that bottle of vodka now.
Roach and Breaker stand up.
I guess I owe you an apology, Breaker. You really got some balls, man. You're a fucking hero.
They shake hands.
Where's Danny?
They look around.
Find him. Find him now.
Roach reaches into Breaker's jacket pocket and takes the key. Geraldine peers inside her room.
Danny?
Willie enters another room.
Who in there?
Danny?
Geraldine kneels to look under the bed. Her flashlight shines on discarded clothes and a magazine. She stands up.
Do me a favor. Don't scream. Just hear what I've got to say. And then scream.
She stands in a long empty room with white curtains billowing inward.
You're so young. You've got so much to live for, and yet where the hell are you? You're stuck in this house. You're stuck in this town. There's a great big world out there, Geraldine. You should travel. You can see it all. I can help you.
Canvases with photos of Geraldine in different locations hang on the walls. She grins and walks up to one.
You want Paris, Rome, Athens? You got it. Of course, if you don't help me, well, that's a whole other picture.
At the end of the room, a large canvas with a portrait of Geraldine.
Come on, let's be real. Breaker isn't going to get you out of here. Okay, Breaker can't even get himself out.
Hands press into the canvas from behind. Geraldine reaches to touch it.
Little secret? The man's dead meat. And if you stick with him, you're gonna end up the same way.
Blood runs down the canvas from Geraldine's eyes.
Here, check this out. Well, I hate to even think about it. It's a simple deal, Geraldine. You let me in, I let you
Ow. Behind the canvas, Demon's feet on Breaker's corpse.
Horrible, isn't it?
She swings around and backs against a wall.
You know, it doesn't have to be unpleasant. Hell, I'd rather it wasn't.
He stands over her.
All right, I know what you're thinking. You give up your soul, you turn into a demon, you look like shit. Where's the payoff, right? I'll make you a little promise. Just give me what I want and nothing will happen to you.
He holds her from behind. She stares straight ahead.
Has anyone ever told you how pretty you are? I know that sounds like a line. Lord knows I've used it. But I mean it. You know, I can see to it that you stay pretty. Forever. Think about that.
He releases her and spins her round.
All you have to do is say yes.
He bows and kisses her hand.
Do we have a deal?
A glob of spit lands on his face. He wipes it off.
Something tells me you don't trust me.
Geraldine backs away.
That's all right. We'll work on that.
She freezes.
You will give me what I want. That's just the way it is. And the sooner you figure that out, the better.
The cowboy's face blurs. On the second floor, Roach stands guard with a shotgun. Geraldine walks out on the other side of the atrium. She walks around the room toward him. Breaker runs out.
Any sign of him?
I haven't seen him.
This doesn't make sense. Anything?
Where's Uncle Willie?
I haven't seen his wrinkled button either.
Come on, Bob.
Geraldine stands next to Roach and Breaker, staring straight ahead. Her forehead glistens with sweat. Irene and Bob push open French doors. They look up a ladder toward the attic. At the top of the ladder, Irene looks around.
Willie, you son of a bitch!
He holds a liquor bottle.
Hey, I found a kid.
I bet he found you. Probably want to know what the smell was. I forgot all about this place.
Willie, you get downstairs right now. You take the kid with you. You tell Breaker to get his ass down the key up here right now.
Let's go.
Willie takes Danny's comic and tosses it.
Go on, go on.
Irene sits down in Willie's spot.
Okay. Leave the bottle.
Party pooping old bitch.
Irene picks up an envelope from a discarded mailbag. Roach looks down at two demons on the ground floor. His head is flung back by an invisible force.
Hey. They hate that.
Breaker! You in here?
Willie, with Danny behind him, stares wide-eyed into a small, wood-paneled room.
Holy shit!
Hi, Uncle Willie. Poor Uncle Willie.
You look like you've had a long, hard day, Uncle Willie.
My goodness.
I think it is a long, hard one. Ooh, I know I could. There you go, Uncle Willie.
Oh, yeah. Topless women crowd around him in a tiki bar.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God!
In the empty room, he spreads his arms. Danny stares at him, mouth agape.
Uncle Willie, are you okay?
Try mine.
Suck this one down, Uncle Willie. Long, hard one. Nothing gets you fucked up faster. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
At the bar, the cowboy wears sunglasses and a baseball cap. Willie smiles.
He's looking at you, Uncle Willie.
The cowboy holds out a tumbler. Willie stares at it, hesitates, then slowly reaches forward. Holding the glass, he glances up at the cowboy. He drinks.
There you go. There you go.
Have another.
Knock yourself out.
The cowboy pulls off his sunglasses. Willie looks down at the drink.
Come on, drink more.
The cowboy spits out a cigar. He stares at Willie and smiles.
Jesus Christ, those post office folks were right.
Son of a bitch. This guy was reading all our mail.
Irene tosses the letters down. Bob opens a metal trunk marked Enfield.
What the hell?
Another letter. A pile of guns.
Well, he was crazier than I thought.
Give me your light, Bob.
He shines his flashlight on the letter.
Oh, God. He was planning to take out the post office for Cordelia.
Well, if he was...
He inspects a gun magazine.
He didn't have any bullets to do it.
Hoo-wee!
He looks down at something. A rack of grenades.
Then again. Willie?
Breaker and Geraldine enter a room. Danny cowers behind an armchair. Demon Willie grabs Breaker by the throat.
Oh, yeah! We got a whole lot of trouble.
God, help!
Willie lifts Breaker up. Geraldine stares blankly.
You will give me what I want.
A light shines through the attic hatch. Irene turns around.
Hello. I'm your waiter, Skip. Our special today is a lovely poached appendage. Market price, of course. For starters, I recommend the finger food. Want your arm back, Irene? I can make it happen.
Irene raises her amputated arm.
Is that a yes?
No. That's me giving you the finger, asshole.
I'll get back to you.
The cowboy wears sunglasses and holds a platter. In the dark room, Irene blinks and focuses her eyes.
Willie, don't make me do this!
She holds up Breaker's flick knife. Breaker's legs flail.
Willie? Stop! Please stop, mister! Please don't make me do this!
Breaker's hand searches his jacket pocket. Outside, Roach looks down at the key in his hand. At the top of the stairs, he leans forward.
Hello? Hello?
Two demons walk up. The cowboy skips past them, holding a briefcase.
Mr. Roach, what have you got there?
I want out of here. And I'm looking to cut a deal.
Let's talk about
it.
Willie's face is dark and wrinkled with sharp teeth. He turns.
Geraldine, you wouldn't hurt your old Uncle Willie now, would you, baby?
He backhands her, sending her flying across the room. Breaker reaches for a machete mounted on the wall. Willie's head bounces off a wall. Breaker slumps down, the blade covered in green goo. Geraldine sighs. The eyes open on Willie's decapitated head. The headless body strangles Breaker. The head faces Willie and Breaker. Danny looks down at the head. He throws a rug over it.
Get the eyes!
I heard that.
Get the eyes!
Danny picks up the head and carries it across to some deer antlers. The head stares. Danny slams it down. Danny is thrown back by the green blast. Willie's body collapses to the floor.
Oh, boy.
How do I know you ain't gonna kill me?
You have my word. I mean, frankly, we've been counting on you, haven't we?
The demons nod.
The world needs more people like you, Mr. Roach.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course, you don't mind if we kill the others, do you?
Hey, if it makes you feel good, do it.
Makes you feel good, do it. Exactly. First things first, of course. The blood seal.
The cowboy opens his mouth. A sponge flops out. Roach frowns and reaches for it. The cowboy turns to the demons and nods. Roach wipes the floor.
Listen, on a personal note, be sure and kill Breaker. He's a bossy asshole.
Isn't he, though?
The cowboy looks at Roach, then down at the open briefcase. Roach puts the key inside.
Thank you.
That's it?
Ooh, that's it.
You know, you ain't such a bad fella.
You ain't so bad yourself.
Roach runs down the stairs.
Oh, pleasure doing business with you, Mr. Roach.
Well, you know this hell on earth business? Big fucking deal. I got hemorrhoids. Vaya con Dios.
And a vaya con Diablos to you too, sir. Oh, Roach, there's just one more thing I forgot to mention. I lied.
Four demons begin to maul him. Breaker walks out to see it happen. He runs back in the direction he came from. The cowboy turns and dances up the stairs. He looks into the rooms.
Anybody home? Come on out, everybody! It's time to play! Hello! Or not.
An arrow flies through his eye. He falls down to the floor below. Breaker comes out with a bow and arrow.
Come on, Breaker, move your ass! Grab the case and get on over here!
Go.
Bob aims his gun at the demons. Irene carefully lifts up the rack of grenades. She hangs it around her neck. Demon approaches Bob. Raker and Geraldine watch from the ladder. Raker runs back in.
Then I want you all up in the steeple now!
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna cover the rear! Get your asses up there! Go!
Up!
This is my house. I make the rules. Now get up there!
Raker looks at Irene and the grenades. He climbs the ladder. Bob tosses his gun. He turns to Irene. He puts his hand on Irene's shoulder. She grips it. She steps toward him, and he puts his arms around her. Four demons slink toward them. Irene stares wide-eyed and looks at Bob. She pulls a metal bar on the grenade rack.
Supper time.
The explosion pushes up the attic hatch. Geraldine looks at Breaker. Her head drops. Danny looks up from his comic. Danny turns a page in his comic to an illustration of a monster. The monster's eyes open and glow green. Danny's eyes bulge. Behind him, Breaker inspects the key.
Only enough for one entrance.
Geraldine turns.
Is that all there is?
That's all.
The window.
Breaker walks to the window where Geraldine is kneeling. He goes to pour and then stops. Geraldine frowns. Breaker turns to her, then dashes some of the blood on her arm.
What did you do that for?
She scoops the blood off with her finger and dabs it on the window. Breaker kneels down to look at her.
Take it.
What?
The seven, you're the only one left. You're the chosen one. That's what I came here to do. Give you this key.
Danny's eyes glow green. The comic, Tales from the Crypt, blows open. Illustrations of Danny attacking Breaker.
Danny, no! Danny!
An illustration of Geraldine screaming.
Stop it! Let him go right now!
Danny's face mutates. A long tongue slithers out and digs into Breaker's chest.
Danny, no!
Breaker tosses the key. Danny turns, but Geraldine gets there first, kicking it away. Danny throws her across the room. He goes to the key on the bloodied pile of letters. Geraldine looks at a beam on the ceiling. She swings on the beam and kicks Danny through the protected window. He explodes. A burnt child's sneaker lands on the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be. You killed him, right? That's all that's important. You're ready.
Ready for what?
The key. Give me the key.
She hands it to him. He holds the vial to his bleeding chest.
Breaker, look, I can't do this, all right? I'm not the right type of person for this shit.
I tried to seduce you, didn't I?
I tried.
You're exactly the right person. Give me your hand.
She shakes her head.
I can't break.
He's still down there. Come on.
She holds out her hand. The key glows red between their hands. Geraldine grimaces. Flashes the crucifixion. The man with long curly hair. The demon. Raker in the trenches. She blinks hard. Geraldine looks at her palm.
When the stars line up, you'll know what to do. I can't tell you how long. Maybe a lifetime. Maybe several. But on that day, you'll fight. And when that night is over, you'll do what I just did.
She looks at him.
Watch your back, Gerald. Watch your back.
Don't you leave me! Breaker! Wake up!
She presses her head on his shoulder. She closes his eyes. Doors and windows throughout the building glow red and fade. Geraldine looks up. Green smoke filters up through the attic hatch. The cowboy floats up through, wearing his sunglasses. He looks down at Breaker, dead and alone in the corner. He sits on a chair next to Breaker. He reaches out and opens Breaker's eyes. They're glazed over.
See that? Geraldine? I was right about Breaker. He's dead. You're still here, aren't you? I'm not gonna hurt you. Unless you make me.
Geraldine crouches behind a crate. The cowboy tries on Breaker's glove, then tosses it away. He stands up.
You just stay where you are.
Personally, I was hoping we could avoid this. Just pour the blood out. Save yourself the years of running. I mean, really, what's the point?
Geraldine stands up.
It all ends up the same way.
She walks out, soaked with blood.
Look at you. You must be in exquisite pain. All covered with blood.
He holds his hand out for her. She takes it.
It's not my blood.
Bitch!
He dives down through the hatch. Geraldine looks up. She drops her flashlight through the hatch and lowers herself down. She crouches low and surveys the room. She walks slowly down a hallway toward the stairs. She shines her flashlight around a corner. Nobody. She goes into a bathroom. In the bathtub, the cowboy's head lies severed from his body. She looks up at the bare curtain rail.
It's curtains for you, baby! Come on!
The cowboy throws her into the tub.
I'm sure you're familiar with the relationship between cleanliness and godliness. Well, let me tell you something. That's the first thing I'm gonna change! You watch and you watch behind the ears. You rinse and you rinse till it comes out clear. No, you don't!
Geraldine opens the vial, but the cowboy grabs her hand and turns it upside down.
How was that?
Geraldine smashes the key through his sunglasses and into his eye. She drinks the remaining blood.
I like those too. Damn. Guess Breaker didn't have time to tell you everything, huh? That eyeball shit only works on low-level demons. I know. Who makes up all these rules? Oopsie daisy.
He drags her in the curtain.
This is a special day for me, Geraldine. I waited a long time for this promotion. And I have to tell you, you know, I'm glad that it's you who could share it with me. Don't feel bad about giving up the key, because by the time your race finds out what happened, well, they'll look like last week's leftovers anyway.
They stop in the main room.
So, cheer up.
He rolls Geraldine out of the plastic, then reaches over and takes the key.
Thanks.
Geraldine rolls over.
I warned you. I told you what would happen. You didn't believe me. I forgive you.
He takes her hand and lifts her up.
I'd
Now what you're thinking?
They dance.
He's got the key. What else could he possibly want now? Hmm? I want you. You know, no one's ever brought a demon knight over to the other side before. Well, not in one piece anyway.
He spins her around.
Honey, you'd be the first. There'd be a period of adjustment, of course. I'm very easy to live with. I'm clean, I don't drink much, and I know my folks are gonna love you. I notice you're not saying anything. Hmm? Is that because you're thinking of something to say? What the hell is there to think about? There was a time when a coy silence was appreciated in a woman. Well, this is not one of those times. And you're really starting to piss me off!
A yellow beam shoots from his crotch, buffeting her.
Oh boy, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to get angry. Jarlene, I'm gonna say something to you I haven't said to anyone. Jarlene, You. Jarlene, You. Jarlene, do you think you could ever find it in your heart to possibly me?
She stares at him.
Didn't think so. All right, let's... fuck it.
She slides toward him.
You will die, but at least we'll be together forever. If I can't have your soul, I'm gonna take your heart.
Geraldine looks at the ornate knife. She spits the blood in his face and falls back. The cowboy's flesh begins to melt. Smoke rises from him. His organs drip down onto the floor, and his face tears apart. A fire ignites. Geraldine, huddled against a wall, turns her face away. Inside the flames, the cowboy transforms into a large winged demon with exposed ribs. Geraldine's eyes bulge. From outside, the building explodes. Debris flies out among the billowing smoke. On the floor, Geraldine's body glows red, then fades. The sun rises over a distant mountain range. Arms crossed over her chest, Geraldine looks at the light shining through the windows, then closes her eyes. In the daytime in a new outfit, she looks at the key. She kneels down beside Breaker's body and takes some blood from his chest. Outside, she tucks the key in a necklace under her denim jacket. She turns around as a bus pulls up. She looks back toward the mission before joining the queue. She hands the driver a ticket. She walks back down the steps and puts a drop of blood around the doors. On the bus, she looks at the stars on her palm. One stands apart from the other six. She turns and looks out of the window. The bus slows down. A man stands by the side of the road holding a briefcase. He wears a cowboy hat. He looks up as the bus door opens.
No. It's okay. I'll wait for the next.
The bus driver shrugs. The man turns and looks at Geraldine as the bus pulls away. He watches the bus moving down the road, then begins to walk. Elsewhere, three red flowers lie on a grave. A hand pushes out of the grave and begins to feel around. It picks up a flower and pulls it down beneath the earth, passing skeletons on the way. Standing with two women, the crypt keeper sniffs the flower.
I love scarnations. You'll be happy to know, kiddies, that Geraldine lived happily ever after. In fact, I even got a ghost card from her. She's traveling the world and having a fabulous time.
He looks in a mirror.
As for me, I'm afraid I've got to hurry. Tonight's our big screamier.
A concierge opens the door of a limousine. One of the two women gets out. She steps aside. The crypt keeper gets out.
Hello. Hello. The whole Fang Club is here. Hello, baby booby bubby.
The theater marquee reads, "The Westwood Village, Tales from the Crypt, Demon Night." The crowd parts to reveal a guillotine.
Uh-oh. I think my producers are trying to tell me something. Well, what do you know? I asked for final cut, and I got it. Now that's entertainment.
Credits roll inside the Gothic house on the hill. John Kasser is the voice of the Crypt Keeper, the Collector, Billy Zane, Breaker, William Sadler, Geraldine, Jada Pinkett, Cordelia, Brenda Barquet, Irene, CCH Pounder, Uncle Willie, Dick Miller, Roach, Thomas Hayden Church, Sheriff Tupper, John Shuck, Deputy Bob Martell, Gary Farmer, Wally Enfield, Charles Fleischer, Homer, Tim Desarn, Wanda, Sherry Rose, Danny, Ryan Sean O'Donohue, Sirach, Tony Salome, Dickerson, Ken Baldwin, Crypt Keeper Puppeteers, Van Snowden, Mecky Hewson, N. Brock Wickness IV, Eric Schapper, David Stinnett, F. Charles Luckis III. Main title theme composed by Danny Elfman. Additional credits follow.
Set the stage today. The more insatiable. sensible the sex, the more swelled our tongues became.
Copyright 1995, Universal City Studios, Inc. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by Will Loxley and narrated by Jared Bloom.